Today is a very special day within the church year. It is the first Sunday of Advent, a season that is marked by expectation and waiting that leads up to Christmas. The last few years during Advent, I have followed a Facebook page called The Wandering Wise Men. It's sort of like a Christian take on the Elf on the Shelf. And each day, the three little wise men figures, along with their faithful camel, Hezekiah, travel around this person's home on their way to meet the Christ child on Epiphany. They get into all sorts of adventures along the way, and there is no shortage of profound messages to be shared and contemplated as we too await the arrival of the Christ child. It's with a word from the creator of the Wandering Wise Men that I'd like to begin today. This year has been hard. I want to acknowledge that the holidays may also be hard, as too many families gather around tables that are missing loved ones, and other families may not be able to gather at all. Perhaps more than ever before, this Advent season calls for love and light. I hope that the travels of our tiny friends bring you a bit of both. The journey will end as it always does, as it always must, with joy and celebration on January 6th. Between now and then, there may be dangers, disagreements, and questionable decision-making. Our heroes are human, after all. Except for Hezekiah, who is, of course, a camel. If, like our travelers, you find yourself feeling lost this holiday season, just follow the star. It will lead you home. In many ways, this Advent season will be unlike any other we've experienced before. Due to the restrictions of the pandemic, some traditions will be changed and modified to fit our present circumstances, and others will be left aside entirely. Letting go of the familiar to embrace the new and different can be hard, and we've already had to let go of so much this year. But one thing will remain the same. No matter what measures the pandemic places upon us, and that is the arrival of the light of the world, the Christ child at Christmas time. And it is for that light's arrival that we wait during the season of Advent. Our gospel reading today is all about waiting. Jesus tells us that we need to watch and be ready, and there is an ominous feeling as the story unfolds. This is hardly the kind of text that we expect to hear as we prepare for Christmas, with our shopping and holiday decorating, cookie baking and tree decorating. People want to hear silver bells and anticipate that Santa Claus is coming to town. Today's text doesn't fit very well within that line of thinking. In fact, the opening verses of our text present a very different picture. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. There's nothing cheery about that. This passage also gives us an incredible promise, however, that expresses the heart of why we teach and preach. In verse 31, it says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. This promise that Jesus gives us rises above the secular focus of this time of the year and draws us back into a relationship with him. It reminds us that we are created beings, lovingly and purposefully made, and that our Creator is eternally present in a way that transcends all of heaven and earth. Our text for today has a historical meaning as well, which relates to the imminent destruction of the Jewish temple by the Roman Empire. Historically, Jesus' words are to warn his immediate hearers of the destruction of the temple and of the signs that will herald the end. The end of the temple and the end of the Jewish way of life up until that point. The end of things as his immediate followers knew it. But what does that mean for those of us today who are looking back at the events of 70 AD and the destruction of the temple? Those events seem so far removed from us and our daily lives that they lack relevance. But we need to acknowledge the once-for-all significance of that moment in history when the transition took place. Christians increasingly need to realize that unless we understand the first century church, we will not understand our own times or what sort of people we are called to be. The judgment that fell on the temple is a foretaste of the judgment that will fall on the whole world. Now, this is not an invitation to sit down to try to work out a prophetic timetable, which many people have tried to do, but instead to remain vigilant. The little church of the first century could not afford to settle down and assimilate itself to either the pagan or the Jewish world, and we too must not allow ourselves to become complacent. The early church had to be aware that great events were afoot and that terrifying times were just ahead. We too need to remind ourselves, especially in the midst of this pandemic, to be present to the reality of the great events of Advent, to watch and wait for the return of Christ. In verse 32, we are told that only the Father knows the time of the final coming of the Son of Man. Not the angels in heaven, nor even the Son himself knows. The passage continues to say that it's like a man going away from home who places someone on guard at the door to be alert and keep watch for the Master's return. Our waiting is not in vain, and Jesus' invitation to watch and wait is a gift presented to us in this seemingly ominous text. This time there are to be no signs and no warning, just the ongoing command to God's people to be faithful to him and to not compromise, but to keep awake, watching. We are admonished three times to keep alert and awake, reminding us that Jesus has come, is present, and will come again. This is where the connection is made between the coming of the Messiah born in Bethlehem and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The events of Jesus' birth and death are inseparable, and we cannot have one without the other, because it is the story of God's salvation in Jesus Christ. This is the Advent message in its completion. During the season of Advent, we are to wait, along with the wise men, for the birth of the Christ child, the light of the world. But as our text reminds us today, we are also to wait for the return of the Messiah. And we are to remain awake and alert because we do not know the hour when he will return, and we want to be ready to joyfully greet him. This does not mean that we need to be in a state of hypervigilance, though. Perhaps C.S. Lewis says it best in his essay, World's Last Night, when he writes, "We can perhaps train ourselves to ask more and more often how the thing which we are saying or doing or failing to do at each moment will look when the irresistible light streams upon it. That light which is so different from the light of this world. And yet, even now, we know just enough of it to take it into account." Lewis didn't believe that we should stand around waiting for the Messiah to return, since we can't possibly know when it will happen, but to always remember and always take it into account. This seems like sound advice to me. To be aware of how we are acting or failing to act, and to take into account how those actions will be viewed when the light of Christ returns. So this Advent season, as we are waiting and watching, may we take into account our actions and how they affect those around us. Are we exhibiting the kind of behavior that would welcome Christ? Are we taking into account that Jesus' return could happen at any time and making sure our doorkeeper is prepared to joyfully greet him? This text, which at first seemed dark and ominous sounding, and perhaps out of step with how we understand Advent and the season of waiting and preparation, actually captures the heart of the Advent message quite fully. The culmination of Advent is brought about by the presence of the light of the world, coming to us both as the Christ child born in a stable and returning as the Messiah to bring about the kingdom of God. May this season of Advent be one of blessing for you and your families, and may we wait with joyful expectancy for the arrival of Christmas. And as the wandering wise man said, when you feel lost or like the road is just too much this year, look for the star. That star will lead you home. It will lead you to the Christ child, the light of the world, who can cast out any darkness. May God grant that we find it so. Amen.